AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama tells the veterans of Foreign Wars Convention meeting in Pittsburgh that those opposed to the Iran nuclear deal are the same who rushed to war with Iraq.
Instead of chest beating that rejects even the idea of talking to our adversaries, which sometimes sounds good in sound bites but accomplishes nothing, we're seeing that strong and principled diplomacy can give hope of actually resolving a problem peacefully.
Obama says the agreement will leave the next president better positioned to deal with Iran if it cheats, including the option of a U.S. military strike. There are now 16 Republicans running to succeed Obama. Ohio Governor John Kasich announcing his candidacy during a rally at Ohio State.
I believe I do have the skills, and I have the experience.
Donald Trump campaigning in South Carolina, where he criticized home state Senator Lindsey Graham.
I was coming up, and I see your senator. What a stiff. What a stiff. Lindsey Graham.
Earlier today, Graham told CBS This Morning,
I don't care if he drops out. Stay in the race. Just stop being a jackass.
The father of a California woman shot and killed while walking along a San Francisco pier calls on Congress to reform laws that allowed her alleged killer to remain in the U.S. despite being deported several times. Jim Steinle tells the Senate Judiciary Committee,
due to disjointed laws and basic incompetence on many levels, the U.S. has suffered a self-inflicted wound in the murder of our daughter by the hand of a person that should have never been on the streets of this country.
The man who allegedly killed Catherine Steinle had several felony convictions and was deported five times before his release by San Francisco authorities. Federal appeals court tosses some of ex-Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich's convictions that he tried to sell or trade President Obama's old U.S. Senate seat. On Wall Street at the close, the Dow is down 170. This is AP Radio News. Citigroup is refunding $700 million to credit card customers that overcharged and misled. Here's Warren Levinson.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says Citigroup will issue refunds to nearly 9 million credit card holders for illegal and deceptive practices. In addition to the $700 million in refunds, Citi will pay $70 million in fines. Refunds will go to customers who paid extra for services like credit score monitoring or rush processing of payments. The Bureau also says the company told customers there was a 30-day free trial of some services when there wasn't, and it charged for fraud and identity theft protection when it was not performing those services. The bank maintains it stopped its illegal activity in 2013. Warren Levinson, New York.
Iran's parliament will take about the same amount of time as Congress will take in considering the proposed nuclear deal involving Iran and the world powers. A prominent Iranian lawmaker says it will be at least 60 days for the parliament to get the work done on the proposal. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.